Internet in the country, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Maybe I'm biased, but I don't know any politician who is more concerned about the quality of life in rural America. Listen to Representative Greg Walden, chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, as he recently called for action to expand broadband internet access in rural America.
If you ask somebody in rural America whether they have broadband access that meets the speeds defined by the FCC, they likely don't know. But if you ask them whether they get internet access to match their needs, they can probably give you a quick yes or no answer. That should be our primary objective as policymakers looking to allocate federal resources, accounting for consumer demand, putting the consumer first, and getting the most people the best access we can to a productive level of internet service. People in the remote parts of our country and in other unserved parts of our country probably would tell you they'd be happy just to have a connection, because some of them don't have that today. And so that's the importance of, I think, this hearing and the work that we're doing going forward, is figure out how do you connect the unconnected. They should not be left behind in America, whether you're in Montana or Wyoming or Oregon or North Dakota. I hope this time, when we look at infrastructure expansion in America to connect places, that we get the mapping first. We focus on the areas that are unserved first and connect this country to one of the most important economic and social tools in our history.
Since farmers are increasingly reliant on internet technology to run their businesses, Mr. Walden is on the money. David Sparks, aginfo.net.